Warning, the Not Real Art Podcast is intended for creative audiences only. The Not Real Art Podcast celebrates creativity and creative culture worldwide. It contains material that is fresh, fun and inspiring and is not suitable for boring old art snobs. Now, let's get started and enjoy the show. Oh, 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 oh.
Greetings and salutations, my creative brothers and sisters. Welcome to Not Real Art, the podcast where we talk to the world's most creative people. I am your host, faithful, trusty, loyal, tireless, relentless host, Sourdough, coming at you from Crew West Studio in Los Angeles. Man, do we have a special episode for you today. Today is the day. Today is the big day. Today is the day of the big announcement. Today is the day where we finally, once and for all, reveal the names of our grant recipients in 2024, something I think many of you have been waiting very patiently for, if not, well, some of you maybe impatiently, but most of you very patiently, as we have gone through this very rigorous process of trying to identify six recipients out of 1,200 applicants. Oh my God, it was a banner epic year this year. So I cannot wait to reveal these names to you in just a moment. But I want to thank you for tuning in. We do this for you. It's all about, you know, release a new podcast every week. If you're not familiar with the show, generally we speak to the world's most creative people, artists, designers, creatives, executives, people that make art in some medium. And we've interviewed, you know, Grammy winners, Emmy award winners, acclaimed visual artists, writers, poets, playwrights. I mean, you name it. We've interviewed them over, I think, 300 episodes now or something. I don't even know. I've lost count. So thank you for tuning in. Normally, for those of you who listen regularly, you know that this particular episode is a little bit different because the last week of every month, I typically release an auditorial where I get on my soapbox and talk about some hot topic or some issue that's on my mind that is hopefully relevant and meaningful, value added to our audience. Today, I thought I would take the opportunity actually to talk about our grant and announce our grant recipients in 2024. So that's what we're doing today, people. And I'm excited. You know, officially, we said we would announce our winners on June 1st, and we will. We're going to publish the results on our blog, notrealart.com, on June 1st. So be sure to go to the blog and read all about our winners, you know, on June 1st. But today I thought we would take the opportunity to announce the recipients on the podcast. So I know many of you that are listening are, you know, listening because you applied for our grant. And so, you know, thank you for showing up today. I know you guys have been anxiously awaiting, and I want to thank you for your incredible trust and patience over the last few months as we've worked rigorously and diligently to identify the six artists who will comprise our 2024 class of grant recipients. Each of the 1,200 artists who applied for our grant this year are all strong artists with great potential. I mean, we had 1,600 artists actually start their application, but we had 1,200 artists finish their application by the deadline, which I believe, if I remember right now, was January 1st. And so it was a banner year for us. When we started the grant, it was an annual grant, and we steadily grew our applicants. I think the third year we had over 800 applicants, and this year we have over 1,200 applicants. So we just continue to grow, and word is spreading, and people, I think, appreciate, you know, what we're doing. And so it was wonderful to see that 1,200 artists applied this year with their amazing work. You know, I have to admit, thoughtfully and methodically evaluating each applicant, you know, along with the 3,500 plus images, because of course every application comes with 3 to 5 images that people submit for our judges to evaluate. And, you know, so thoughtfully and methodically evaluating each of those applicants, you know, we take very, very seriously. You know, it is not a job for the faint of heart. We try to take it, you know, be incredibly rigorous and fair and judicious, and it takes time. And, you know, I know that, you know, many of you have been chomping at the bit here, anxious to find out, you know, what the heck is happening. And so today is the day. But part of the reason why it takes so long is because, of course, we've got all of these amazing artists to evaluate, and we've got, you know, so many images to look at. And of course, we score all of these applications based on four dimensions. Of course, artistic merit, technical merit, conceptual merit, and written merit. There is a written application portion to our application that we review towards the end. So we take that part very seriously, of course. But these four dimensions come together for our judges to use to score and evaluate all the applications to identify the six recipients out of the 1,200 applicants. And so, you know, I want to thank, while I have you, I want to thank publicly our 12 judges. We work very hard to develop a panel of judges that is diverse. Let me use the word eclectic, because we have an eclectic panel of judges across the various, you know, I think, dimensions of the art world and the various stakeholder groups. So, you know, I want to thank Man One, who's a visual artist based here in LA. I want to thank our editor in chief of our blog, Morgan Lawrence, out of Dayton, Ohio. I want to thank documentary filmmaker Hans Fehlestad, and musician Hans Fehlestad. I want to thank LA based visual artist Mona Lisa Whitaker, who's been a judge with us from day one. Thank you, Mona Lisa. She's been with us 5 years now. I want to thank photographer and intellectual property attorney Joshua Waddles, who was chief advisor for DeviantArt for years and years and years. I want to thank Sugar Press, publisher and owner Ann Martin here in LA. If you guys know Sugar Press, Ann Martin is one of our judges. Phenomenal. I want to thank artist John Mark Edwards, who has been one of our judges this year. He's new to the panel. I want to thank art consultant Badir McCleary. Badir is a Rolling Stone. I don't know where in the world he is right now, but he's a traveling man and an incredible consultant and art expert over at Art Above Reality. Badir McCleary. Thanks, Badir. You're the best. I want to thank Joan Cox. Joan was one of our grant recipients, I believe it was a year ago. She's out of Baltimore. Thank you, Joan. And I want to thank art writer Kirsten Bingston, who is out of Washington, D.C. She's been, I think this is her first year scoring. And I want to thank a photographer, musician, and web designer, Jürgen Berkessel, out of Florida, who was joining our panel this year. And yours truly did a little scoring as well. So the 12 of us comprise the panel. And I want to thank everybody for their hard work, because as I said earlier, we take this very seriously. It was a very rigorous, ongoing process to score 1,200 applications. So thanks, everybody. So, okay. I know, drum roll, right? Not quite yet. I'm a tease. Can you tell? What do our grant recipients receive? I mean, why should anybody care, right? Well, our grant recipients, each grant recipient receives $2,000 cash or check, no strings attached, which is a very unusual, you know, in the grant making space. You know, we don't care how you use the money. There's no strings attached. You can buy supplies, pay rent, go on a holiday, you know, go to the dispensary. I don't care. We don't care. We just want to support your practice and empower your practice. And so the money comes with no strings attached. What's more, over the next couple of years, each grantee receives thousands of dollars more in publicity and promotional support. All six grant recipients will be featured on this podcast, each getting a full hour interview or thousands. We will, you know, be featuring each grant recipient on the blog and our social channels with thousands of daily visitors and interactions. So that's valuable. Each grant recipient will be part of a group online exhibition coming later this fall. So, you know, we do our best to shine a light and showcase and celebrate and elevate all of our grant recipients. Of course, becoming a Not Real Art grant recipient also has other serendipitous benefits as well. You know, it's not a one and done situation. You know, past recipients have received private commissions, been featured in books, interviewed for other articles, shown in other gallery exhibitions, received additional grants and more. So, you know, if you're a grant recipient, you kind of become part of our community and grant alumni. You know, to date, we have had 30 artists from across America receive one of our grants. And so in a matter of seconds and minutes, six more artists will join our class, our alumni class of grant recipients. And, you know, last but not least, I just want to say we purposely make our grant free to apply. We hate that we can't give a grant to all our applicants because you all deserve to be recognized and empowered and rewarded for your incredible talent and dedication to your practice. Unfortunately, we are only able to select six recipients, which is why we try, for better and worse, to make it value-added and make it a value-added process, an enjoyable process for all. And, you know, throughout the journey here, we've offered special promos and discounts. We make no money on this grant whatsoever. It is all about you and our artists. We try to provide value-added, you know, offers and promotions and things that, you know, whether you win or not, or whether you receive a grant or not, you know, you're getting something from the experience. And so anyway, our intent is pure, our heart is pure, and we try to do things differently over here at Not Real Art. I mean, heck, our name is Not Real Art, right? So if that's not implied, if an unconventional, fresh, provocative approach isn't implied in our name, Not Real Art, well, I don't know what is. So anyway, all that to say, and is there a drum roll in the distance? I think I hear a drum roll in the distance. There should be a drum roll in the distance. There should be a drum roll here, but there's not. It's just me, and I am now finally going to announce the names of our six grant recipients comprising the 2024 class of Not Real Art grant recipients. And so without further ado, my dear creative brothers and sisters, here are the names of our six grant recipients in 2024. Hailing from Madison, Wisconsin, Casey Fletcher. Congratulations, Casey. Hailing from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Allison Hiltner. Congratulations, Allison. From Helena, Montana, Danielle O'Malley. Congratulations, Danielle. From Denver, Colorado, Jesse Rodriguez. Congrats, Jesse. You did it. From Petersburg, Virginia, Nastasha Swift. Congratulations, Nastasha. And from Chickasha, Oklahoma, Jordan Vineyard. Congratulations, Jordan. Congratulations to all of our grant recipients in 2024. Casey Fletcher, Allison Hiltner, Danielle O'Malley, Jesse Rodriguez, Nastasha Swift, Jordan Vineyard. I am so proud that you guys submit. I'm so proud to call you one of our grant recipients. I'm so proud of all of our applicants. You guys are all incredible. All the work was strong. And after months and months of evaluation, our 12 judges of scoring identified these six artists, amazing artists, to comprise our 2024 class of grant recipients. So I'm just so grateful and honored to welcome you to the Not Real Art family and community of artists. This is, you know, I think Danielle is our first artist grant recipient from Montana. We've never had a Montana recipient. Minnesota as well. I think that's a new state for us. I think there's a few states here. I think some of our past recipients have been from Colorado and Minnesota maybe. But anyway, doesn't matter. I just want to welcome and congratulate Casey and Allison and Danielle and Jesse and Nastasha and Jordan. Congrats, guys. Welcome to the Not Real Art grant family. And, you know, we'll be publishing the results on our blog coming up on June 1. I'll be reaching out to discuss next steps and, you know, sending your grant to you. Can't wait to meet you over the phone and talk to you personally and get to know you guys and just congratulate you personally. And so thank you to all for being patient and understanding with us through this whole process. Every year we try to do things a little bit different and test new things and try new things. And so this year is no different, but nevertheless, we're really grateful for everybody's participation. And, you know, by the way, I think one of our winners this year has actually applied at least once, if not twice, in years past. So there's a testament there to never giving up, never quitting, you know, and keep applying. So if you applied this year and did not receive a grant from us, by all means, please apply next cycle, which will be in 2026, although we'll open applications in 2025. Because you didn't receive a grant this year, does not mean you won't receive a grant in the next cycle. So please keep trying. Never, 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 never give up. This is our mantra here, and showing up is half the battle. So anyway, guys, I think I'll sign off. This is your host, Sourdough, and the founder of Not Real Art and the founder of this grant coming at you. Congratulations again, Casey, Allison, Danielle, Jesse, Nastasha, and Jordan. You guys are fantastic, and we welcome you to the Not Real Art family. Okay, folks, that's it. Over and out. Thanks for tuning in, and Godspeed. Thanks for listening to the Not Real Art podcast. Please make sure to like this episode, write a review, and share it with your friends on social. Also, remember to subscribe so you get all of our new episodes. Not Real Art is produced by Crew West Studios in Los Angeles. Our theme music was created by Ricky Peugeot and Desi DeLauro from the band Parlor Social. Not Real Art is created by We Edit Podcasts and hosted by Captivate. Thanks again for listening to Not Real Art. We'll be back soon with another inspiring episode celebrating creative culture and the artists who make it.